This is Eric Sable, assistant principal at Hall Middle School in Larkspur, California. Digital art teacher Jennifer Fry works with fifth graders today on building kinetic sculpture using a variety of materials, including the Little Bits circuitry kits. So we're going to hear from her and her students on their process, their teamwork, and how ultimately they created unique kinetic sculptures all within the span of a 75-minute class period.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth, and I did an art project with Kyle. And what our project did is we connected the battery to a lot of flashing lights, and we connected it to a dimmer, which made it so that we could turn on and off the lights. And we connected that to a propeller that would make a hand go back and forth. And when we turned the dimmer, it'd make both of them turn on and off the speed.
Hi, my name is JP, and I made my project with Luke. And what we did, we made two clapping hands, and the materials we used were tubes, tape, and we had paper hands with sticks, and we used motors to control them and made them clap. And I think it was hard to get the hands to clap at the same time and to get them to move, and then I really liked how we got to finish it, and it was really cool to see what we created.
Hello, my name is Arabella, and I did my project with Casey, and we were making a meadow, and we tried to connect a person and made it like spin back and forth, but then the battery ran out, so we couldn't do that. But I made like these little paper flowers, and I colored like kind of like an egg box, like with green marker. And she was trying to get it to connect, which it didn't. But then we made a sign called Happy Meadows for our meadow, and she made it like light up. And yeah.
Hello, my name's Gemma, and I did a project with Kaylee and Gabriel. And our project, we made a beach, and it had sand, and we put little stick figures on it made out of popsicle sticks. And what our interactive part was, we made our waves move and our palm trees sway. And we used a switch so that the member who is looking at it, they can turn it on and off, the waves and that palm tree. And some challenges were the palm tree. At first, it wasn't moving because of the area we had put it in. It wasn't working, but we finally got it to work, and it turned out pretty well.
I'm Sophie, and I did a lighthouse with Josh M., and we basically got these toilet paper rolls and stacked them on top of each other, and then we got cardboard to make a sort of like placement, and then we got these toothpicks and used tape, and then we got this thin layer of paper to put over it. And so it was a really cool project because we put the light inside, like a lighthouse, it glow up, and so it looked a lot like a lighthouse. And also, some challenges were like the glue wasn't drying enough, so we chose to stick with tape. So it turned out like a really fun project.
So my group, I was with Troy and Sophia, and we made a racetrack with a car, and the car moved. So the challenges were making the car, getting the pieces, so we needed lots of pieces to make the car. And the challenge with the track is there's no really like long boards to make a good track, so we just put glue and tape like in the midline, so then every single time when the car would go, it would stop at the midline, so then we had to push it a little more and then it would win. But it was a really fun project, and it was pretty challenging, but we did it.
So I'm Jennifer Fry. I am the digital art teacher, and also I teach fifth grade studio art here at Hall. So my students just completed a project in the span of one class period, about an hour or so, using these little electronic circuits called Little Bits. And the point of that was so that they could create some sort of moving sculpture, because the Little Bits have motors that they can use, and also have lights, and they have triggers where people can interact with them. The reason that I wanted to try this project out was I wanted to see, first of all, it's a great collaboration project. It's a great project for collaboration, because you have to create, you know, you get teams of kids together, and they're problem solving together. There's not even any space, I noticed, for kids who maybe don't necessarily get along, but they're paired up, for them to even argue, because they're too engaged in problem solving. There's a lot of design thinking going on, a lot of iterative things where they're trying something, it's not working, so they're trying something else. Sometimes they just scrap the idea completely. And it was also just something that they've never really done before, never really experienced. And on that level, it created just so much excitement, and it became, you know, it was something to really look forward to. The reason I did it in a span of one class period, I would love to have more time for them to develop these, but because of the circuits that I have, I only have enough for one class set. So in order to do it with multiple classes, they have to basically assemble, and we document, and then we disassemble them at the end. So the students don't have the finished sculptures, you know, take home. But actually, most of them, you know, kind of understood that, and they got that. It was sort of this piece that lived there in the moment. And so it was just an amazing experience. It was the first time I'd ever done it this year, and I am definitely looking forward to doing more with that in the future.